basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball.
Damn right they're playing basketball. Curtis Blow on Throwback Thursday. Basketball. Oh my goodness. Welcome to the CC in 20. If we could just play that on a loop the whole time, over us, under us, we would do it. Thank you for being here. I'm Dave Sharapan at Sports Beat, kicking, sink, bopping, shucking, jiving, setting picks, hitting threes. Here he is, Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. Your head's still going up and down. How you doing, brother? You good?
I'm doing terrific. I'm doing beautiful. Another great day on the show. If you don't have, you know, notifications to let you know that the show goes live, I don't know what you just don't like money at this point.
It's unbelievable.
Or you don't like entertainment.
Back east, we're trying to get it out as soon as we can. We're at the mercy sometimes of the podcast.
Yeah, we're working on something. We're working on something that maybe you can join us live. That's all I'm saying. We're working on it.
People ready live? I don't know if they're ready for the live.
No, they can't handle the live.
I don't think so. But I know who's not ready is Yanitsi. He's not here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Shocker.
If he drops in, what's the line today? I mean, you had minus 750 yesterday.
I mean, it cashed. We got to move it up. I mean, if people are still laying it, we're seeing only money against it. It's up to minus 900. I mean, essentially, the implied probability of this play, Dave, is through the roof. The implied probability of Yanitsi not showing up. I'm going to calculate it, what it would be. Let's see.
What's your bottle say?
I'm trying to do it quick enough.
Your model?
Yeah, I mean, my model is dragging here a little bit. Here we go. Minus 900. The model says, Dave, this is a 90%. That was literally the easiest one to do, and I still couldn't do it because I'm not a math guy. 90% implied probability on this, according to the odds of minus 900, is Yanitsi will not show up on the show here today.
Literally sounds like another human being talking, not you, when you do that voice. It's so good.
It would be like, you know, laying like minus 4,000 with Villanova or something. I don't know.
Man, almost. They almost got there. We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to the college. That was crazy. Crazy day yesterday. There's a couple games. It's just so surprising. And other games not, like North Carolina today destroyed Florida State. There's going to be some big teams being laying it on people. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
The only baseball news I have is Dylan Cease got traded to the Padres.
Oh.
So the Yankees still didn't make a move. And I want to shout out my guy Evan, who I met here in Vegas not that long ago. He got turned on to the show yesterday. He's a Yankee fan and a Jets fan, like Yanitsi. He said, listen, it's been rough. I appreciate you guys talking about, you know, the problems that the New York fans having right now. That's not good. So Dylan Cease to the Padres, that doesn't really move the number because it's still waiting to see what he does. But when a pitcher goes American League to National League, it's probably a good thing, at least first time through. So remember to bet on Cease the first time through the league, and then the second time it changes a little bit. But that's an old school thing. That's the baseball portion of the show. Because it's March and Curtis Blow and basketball and everything else. But that portion of the show is brought to you by Saks. Ballpark pouch, underwear reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels, and non-chafing flat-out seams. There you go. Newbie, you know what doesn't need non-chafing underwear?
What's that?
Or like, there's things that are smooth. And then there's goddamn future predictions.
I mean,
the clip got posted on the show account. If you have Twitter, you should. If you don't have it, get it in on the X or the Twitter. But at Cash Can Sid Show, an actual clip of us talking through the hockey.
Yep.
You're not a newbie to hockey guy.
Apparently.
And the Colorado call was
tremendous. Yes. I mean,
Colorado win. It's probably going to be 4-3. And then I chime in, matter-of-factly, go, it'll probably be 3-3, go to overtime.
And what happened?
Check the box score. What happened exactly?
If I just check the box score, calculate, it was a 4-3 win for the Avs in overtime, Dave. Went to overtime with the 3-3 score. I mean, sometimes you get it right, and then sometimes you're just omniscient.
Yeah. Like, people are asking if you have a time machine anything out there in California.
I wish.
Like, believe me.
It would make paying for the wedding a lot easier if I had a time machine. I could tell you that much.
We could get that on board. But, I mean, I don't even know there's a full menu. 12 hockey games.
Oh, it's a buffet. It's a smorgasbord of hockey this evening.
I like when you take words and just change the syllable.
Yeah, a different emphasis on the syllable. I knew you would appreciate that.
How do you approach, because, like, you're hot. I mean, you're smoking hot.
I don't stop.
Like, it's crazy. So I got a couple. I got a whole menu. I mean, I got like a 5-course menu here for the hockey. Well, did you pick out one or two that you liked or anything?
I got one that's standing out to me, and I was watching a little bit of Office, and the later seasons of Office, they work for a company called Saber. It's also spelled Sabre is how they would actually pronounce it. So it makes me look towards the Saber game. Isles and Sabres over the 6, and the Sabres on the money line is the play for me, Dave.
This is so good. Despite the fact that you may think this is highly produced and there's big production meetings.
It's not.
There's none of that. Newbie sends an email. We go. We don't give each other.
There's no rundown. I don't know what Dave's plays are. He doesn't know what my plays are.
Sabres circle on the sheet.
Sabres.
We have it written down on the magic card.
Oh, the magic card.
Sabres and over.
Let's go. Mark.
I have the ov question mark, but saves plus.
I feel like I liked out of the two, I like the over a little bit more. I just think there's going to be goals in this one, but Sabres is also the play for me. So your question mark was my favorite, and my semi-question mark was your favorite. So I like that.
Which worked out yesterday.
It did work. I mean, do we pick a score in this? I don't have a correct score in this one. I don't want to ruin what we did yesterday. You know what I mean? I don't have a correct score in this one, but Sabres in the over.
You can't just throw out the correct scores all the time.
I mean, if somebody played that, dude, that probably was some money. A correct score bet.
Well, 4-3 is actually, in a game of 6.5, 4-3 is the second most common score.
But still, 4-2. If you're picking an exact score, it was
10-1, 8-1, something like that. Yeah. So, but that's the second most common. With the total 6.5, it's 4-2 is usually the favorite, and 4-3 is the second favorite in that situation. So that was still an unbelievable call. I'm going to run mine real quick at the buffet. Arizona, Detroit, two teams. Detroit's playing their way out of a playoff spot. The Coyotes are a total disaster. That game is going over the total.
Yeah.
Okay. Boston, Montreal, second one on the rotation, also going over the total.
Okay.
Be a lot of penalties in that game, and a little bit. Montreal's playing with a little more of a sense of urgency. So that one's going over. Florida and Carolina, this is an Eastern Conference final. Probably or could be preview. Battle. I like Florida in that game. Leaning under, but Florida's the side. The Rangers are playing the Lightning. The Rangers are pick 'em. I like the Rangers. Buffalo circled. Already got it. And then late night, Seattle is going to beat Washington. 100%.
Okay.
In regulation. There you go.
Dead team walking.
Vegas
like
and Calgary has me stymied.
Yeah, you don't bet that one. I don't think you bet that one.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
The other thing that has me stymied, the other hockey story, is did you hear about the Jaromir Jagr bobblehead night tonight?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on in Pittsburgh, David?
So
what are they doing? They have to put these bobbleheads in a Brinks truck now?
What
are we doing?
Had his retirement night. It was a very special night. They put his number in the rafters. There's only two other guys that have their number retired by Pittsburgh. So it was a big deal. Michel Briere, who died in a car accident, and his number one choice, and never got to play. And Mario Lemieux, the greatest hockey player to walk planet Earth. And now Jaromir Jagr. So they have bobblehead night tonight. They're minus 300 against the Sharks. They're 3-6-1 in their last 10. And a total disaster. Can't believe the number. But they don't have the bobbleheads. There was a heist of the bobbleheads. Newbie, where the fuck could the bobbleheads be?
That's my question. Like, what is there, like, an underground cartel of bobbleheads? You know what I mean? Like, or is it all a lie and they never had the bobbleheads? They didn't think that this would even happen. And now it's all a big ruse. It's like a Jussie Smollett situation that it didn't actually even happen. You know, that's the tinfoil hat because who's jacking a bunch of bobbleheads? You know what I mean? Like, the resale for those isn't even going to be all that crazy.
Well, I don't know. They're selling them for already. They don't even have them, and they're on the eBay sites and all the stuff for 100 bucks already.
For 100 bucks, but you're going to, I mean, hey, desperate times call for desperate measures. I mean, I also love me some Yarmer Yager, so don't get me wrong. I would have liked to get my hand on one of them bobbleheads, but, you know, apparently there's a black market for bobbleheads. So I wonder what my guy right here, my Kevin with the chili from the office, I wonder what this could net me. I mean, this is a one-off Redding Phil's special. He's got the chili. He's about to spill it. I mean, I'll sell this one to you. I'll sell this one to you, Dave.
I can't believe it made the trip.
100. Yeah, and it broke. And I was like, damn, I guess we'll just throw it out. And my dad, like, super glued the legs to it and everything. So this guy's been through some stuff.
I love it. Yarmer Yager had one of the best mullets of all time. I hope that they did the bobblehead with the mullet. I don't know. That's just, it was a weird story. And I was like, I got to ask you about this. I mean, they're writing articles about this. This is big clicks. I woke up today and it was like 38 degrees here, snow flurries.
Yeah.
And, in Vegas. And I was like, wait, I'm going to stay inside and just read a little on the phone, and was blowing up with the bobble.
Yeah. Hell has frozen over. That's for sure.
Right. NBA. Boy, oh boy. We had again a couple yesterday. The 3-1-3 Detroit Pistons really did well.
Cash.
I mean, are you kidding me with the Lakers? Like, how many times?
Cash that as well.
Lakers favored. They were 0-3 this season playing against Sacramento, and they were 3-point favorites.
It's the jersey. You're still paying for the jersey, even though anyone who knows anything knows that the jersey ain't shit anymore.
No, it's not.
I mean, we cashed both of those dogs. Those were both outright dogs. And I told you, play Bam Adebayo under his PRA. Number was 34.5. He had 17, 13. Ooh, we're getting tight. And three under 33.
I love it. Listen, I'm checking it too. I didn't bet it, but I'm rooting for you every time.
You have to.
I saw it, and I'm on Sports Grid, and I'm like, Bam's getting close. Bam's,
I know. I was getting a little sweaty. I was getting a little sweaty there.
A little sweat. There was no sweat. Denver beat Miami. I don't know. Miami's supposed to be maybe the second best team in the East. Maybe not. I don't know if they're better than Milwaukee. Milwaukee is hosting the Sixers tonight. We can't even play the song.
No, there is no song.
There is no song. There's no joy in Mudville.
And the song is this. I'm going down with the ship. That is the song.
Just disappeared from the screen.
I go down with the ship, even though I literally, I know Yanitzi's always like, you're a fraud. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a fraud. But I literally, Dave, have not watched a minute of 76ers basketball. And I told you that this was going to happen. You could tell me injuries. You could tell me that. Yep. I was like, they're not going to be a watchable team this year. And what happened?
They're not.
Hashtag newbie.
And
they
got the early time slot too. Out west, you could watch them, but you choose not to.
Yeah, I choose not to for my health.
You're not missing anything.
It's for my health.
I'm pretty much done with them too. But I like that game under against Milwaukee. Yeah. I like the Clippers and the Bulls game under.
I was just about to say that was going to be my play, is the under train continues rolling on in the Clips and Bulls. Ain't nobody scoring in that one. Under 215 was the play I was looking at.
Done. There you go. Portland's playing at home against the Knicks. This number's 10.5.
It's a little stinky.
I think the books may get me with this one. If I got to take a side, I'm only taking Portland.
I'm with
that number.
And just on principle, I have to bet against the Knicks alone.
Right. But that game's going under too. So the only side I like is Boston. I like Boston.
Yeah, it's not
that's
hard.
That's the way.
Yeah.
They're going to beat Phoenix. Phoenix is a mess.
Yeah, it's not hard.
They covered like two of their last 12 games or something.
Yeah, it's not hard to talk into that.
In Boston, no shot. That's a shorter number. It should be six. It's only five, right? Yeah. Current number right now. So I like that one. News, college basketball, so it's a big day. And that's why we had to get Curtis Blow in there at Throwback Thursday's. Music's just tremendous. It's so good, isn't it?
It gets stuck in your head every time.
Can't stop.
Whenever I hear that song, though, I think of the movie Like Mike when Bow Wow remixed that song and sings his own little version of it in Like Mike. Yeah.
That's okay. Well, I never heard it, but that's good to know. Penn State took care of Michigan yesterday.
Beautiful.
I'm wearing a Penn State stuff.
I can't do Penn State today. I'm not going to derail the college basketball segment, but I'm going to put earmuffs on while you talk about Penn State. Franklin is trying to screw my Philadelphia Eagles. We'll discuss that on a later episode. You can look up the news yourself.
How could he say anything? Seriously.
You just shut your mouth, Franklin. Or maybe try and beat a ranked team and then, you know, keep the Eagles' name out of your mouth until you beat a ranked team. You know what I mean? But you can talk about your Penn State stuff. I'm earmuffing. I don't want to hear it. It's triggering to me.
Penn State's playing Indiana, short favorite. I don't understand the line. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't care that Indiana had a bye. Penn State's beating Indiana today. Okay? It's minus one pick. I don't know. The other game, if you're listening, you get to this soon enough, Ohio State's beating Iowa. Okay? So that's your Big Ten two-team banger.
I get it.
Like the kids like to say. All right? I don't really got anything else strong. Dayton's beating Duquesne, also known as Duquesne.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I used to say it on the phones with the bookies, Duquesne. Dayton's going to win that game. That's the A-10, Atlantic 10 conference game in Brooklyn. That's in Yanitsi's neighborhood.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Tony?
Who? I mean, honestly, it's a good question. Let me see. Anthony, are you there?
Like, I am as miserable and as depressed as I can possibly be.
Jeez, you should talk to someone about that. Better Health, sponsor the show. Better Health. Check out your health. Better Health.
You need to take a deep breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can't use the Knicks game as an excuse. They're on the way. They're in Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But the games are in Brooklyn. Maybe he's going to see St. Bonaventure play Loyola Chicago. Sister Jean. That one's coming up. Sister Jean's still kicking, 96 or something. I hope she lives to be 110. Agreed. How old would you want to live right now, if I had to ask you? I mean, you just turned 30.
I mean, my life is, like, better than it's ever been. So, like, the limit does not exist. So give me the potion that makes me live forever. I want to see it all.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, over.
Yeah, that's good.
And not that I fear death. I do not fear death. I do not fear anything. You know what I mean? But I want the over. I want the over, dude.
You got any lacrosse for the people?
Yeah. I promised you that we would maybe cook up a little bit something special. So any of the people who are the experts,
they're all bored. Mr. Freeze 32 has been listening. You got him hooked on the lacrosse now.
We're talking
about first half unders. He sent us both an email individually. Thank you, sir, for listening. Give it to him, Noobs.
So, first one, we've already moved the line by betting it. I still think it's worth it at 5.5. We're playing on Brown, taking on Penn. This is a Saturday game. 3:30 is when it goes off. Rivalry game. It's the first game for Brown in the Ivy. They're 0-5 coming into the game. They've been slogging, but they're off an overtime game against the Maryland team. Penn, they're riding high. They beat Duke. They did that. And then what did they do? They got beat by UNC the day after. We're taking Brown, getting the 5.5, and sprinkle a little bit on that money line. I got it at 6 plus 800.
I'm a better. This is the price that I got it at, Dave.
I still like it at a little plus 625 sprinkle. Brown is live. They should be dogs, but they should be dogs at like 2 points maybe, 1.5, 5.5, too many puntos. Brown getting the points against Penn, and then a little three-team parlay for you, Dave. Syracuse is beating Delaware this weekend. Okay. Notre Dame is beating Michigan. Okay. Denver is beating the Ohio State. That's the
Can
leg that maybe
is
going
to
make the sweat.
Parlay tomorrow?
Yeah, I will. I'll remind people.
That's Saturday game.
Yeah, okay. That's Saturday game. Right. So I'll remind people.
Don't forget that.
That we'll have a little three-teamer.
Perfect. Well, that's it. That's the show. Wrap it up. Get us out of here because we're playing basketball. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks, Dave Sherapan at Sports BK Consig. The show at Cash Consig. Show. Email us. Talk to y'all later. Enjoy Curtis blow. They love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.